She's in Jacob's old clothing. Like, and it smells.
You just made that. You just
It
added that.
smells, it stinks.
Welcome to The Story Thinker, a Webtoons and Witcher podcast for superfans with scene-by-scene analysis. Featuring sharp co-hosts for a fuller picture, we dive deep into character psychology, relationships, and theories. We'd love it if you could like, subscribe, comment, and rate us on all podcast platforms and social media. For bonus content, you can support The Story Thinker on Patreon. Let's begin.
All right.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 107 of Midnight Populin. And we are here with Sarah, Darla, and Sakura.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. So this episode, we were a little bit out of order in the recording, but this is the last Fast Pass episode of the first batch. So part of the very exciting return of Midnight Populin back to Webtoons. Woohoo! All right, and we have Sarah starting us off.
Okay, so we start off with a recap of last episode. Really hilarious. Poppy thinks that there's this weird random dude in a helmet. She doesn't know who he is until she realized it was Tora. it made me laugh because, you know, she still tased him even after... Even after he told her that it was him.
Yeah. What was that about? It was like a reflex. She just couldn't stop herself.
Well, yeah, either that or she just did it on purpose, even knowing that, you know, it was him. I like to think she did it on purpose.
That's so crazy because, like, tasers hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, I have one too. Like, she's so ruthless and I love her for that, you know? I think also she might have been possibly a little upset. Like maybe he took longer than 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah, probably. Well, yeah, because she was like trapped in that van and she was like starting to panic.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm the same way, at least with my significant other over here.
So you tase him regularly when he takes too long?
Well, you know, it was a little like spank, you know, a love spank.
Yeah, well, you know, in the well padded areas, I like to do that too.
All right, and then we have the next panels where they're on the highway, and Poppy is asking Tora if he regrets doing any of, you know, what he's doing. Just because she had a hunch that she thought was like ridiculous, and he's telling her that he's not gonna give her any reassurance, and he's asking her like if she is the one who's regretting doing any of this, which I think is a valid question because we all know Tora is like he can do whatever like. Well, for him, like, him just doing whatever, it's, like, no problem to him. Like, he has no problem doing what he does. But, you know, like, Poppy being, like, you know, like, a civilian and everything. Like, this being all new to her, it's, like, are you actually okay with this?
So
like, it must be, like, a difficult, like, stance. It's, like, okay, like, I want to help you and stuff, but it's like at the same time, like I know what I'm going about to do. It's like not, it's not me.
That's so interesting. Like I feel like your interpretation is so like makes so much sense. I didn't even see, I saw it in a wholly different way, which was like now that I hear yours, it's like obviously yours is the original intention. I
was, what was your opinion?
That like, oh, is she regretting doing any of this because you know it's a little bit harebrained, right? She calls it a ridiculous. Yeah. Idea, right, where it's like pretty sure she's dead, so why are you even bothering following up? So that's what I thought, like it was like a lecturing thing because she did feel like he was lecturing her, like you know he was her daddy. So but yeah, obviously what you said makes so much sense that like she is boom deep in mafia shady business and like is she regretting that whole choice of hers?
Yeah, And then we see, you know, she's thinking to herself, I feel like I'm being lectured by Dad. And she's saying that she doesn't know if she'll regret it, but now she is sort of like, okay, like, you know, she says, but it wasn't too late to make sure I won't. So now it's just like she knows that whether she does regret it or not, at least she knows, like, you know, she still has time to like decide, did I do a good thing or did I did a bad thing?
And yeah, the phrasing is a little bit like, makes me have to read it a couple of times. Did you guys also have to read it a few times to get it?
I mean, it's kind of like, what's that one phrase? I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't.
Damn if I do, damn if I don't.
Yeah, like, there's no going back from where she is now, because all of those secrets have been revealed, and she's in too deep. So, you know, there's no going back. It's as simple as that. If she regrets it, well, it's like, maybe, well, at least she tried to do something about it. Not like she just did nothing, you know?
And yeah, I admire that about her. That she is trying to do the right thing and she hasn't become jaded like Tora is at this point.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, okay, like at the beginning, like she like knew like what he is, like you know, like what he does. And then, you know, she signs off like a contract with Quincy. So, you know, she knows like, okay, now there's really like no returning. And then after this huge secret got revealed of what is really going on, now more definitely that she's in for it now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that she knows that all these people are after her, the whole mafia, multiple clans are after her. So it's like, fuck it, let's do it sort of thing, you know?
I'm being pursued for my life anyway. Oh well, may as well try to do it.
Exactly. There you go.
So then we see that she's saying to herself that Tora's so mature, but he's only 5 years older. And it's like, I don't know if she thinks just because, you know, he's a bit older than her, like, you know, she's mature and he's mature and everything, but I feel like that even if like he wasn't older, I mean, he still would have been it. I mean, because how young did like he had to like, you know, like grow up ever since like he's been involved in the mafia since he was a child?
Yeah, he's still super mature. Like, even though he's 5 years older, he could have been the same age as her and still been super mature still.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because he's lived. He's been through, like, everything. Or yeah, things that people don't go through.
Yeah, you know, he's seen and done, like, everything. So, yeah. And then we see a panel of him smiling, which makes Poppy's heart go ba-dum. And she's like, smiling. And then she's like, Dad approves. This is a really cute panel. I really like the coloring in these panels.
She's just red.
I know, it's cute, right?
It is. Cute
to see him smile.
Hmm. That dimple of his, which we don't see now, but we know he's got it.
Mm-hmm. With his little calming eyebrows.
And then the next panel is he's saying that their location's out at the sea and that he has no idea what's going to be going on there, but he tells her, don't hold your breath. And then Poppy's thinking to herself, I do not have daddy issues.
Oh, Poppy.
but it's okay.
Well, anyone has daddy issues. It's the woman, the girl whose dad died at like 14. So
yeah.
I can go into a little tangent there, but I will not. I will save that for another time.
All right.
Unless you want me to.
Yeah,
I can throw it out there.
Go for it.
Okay, so I don't know how I agree with this yet, but you know Jo Rochelle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she put out this one prediction or hypothesis that she has that Poppy's dad is not dead. And so I told her, I'm like, oh my God. So he's like Tupac. So you're saying that like he's alive, you know, that somehow he can be resurrected one of these days. And maybe somehow people can spot him here and there. But I don't know. I don't know how accurate that is.
I liked it. When I heard that, I was like, that is a good theory, because faking your own death, if you're in the mafia and you need to like get rid of the danger, I think that's a very
And she brought up a good point. Like, okay, so Granny was the only one left in the room after she told everyone else to get out of the bedroom. So, and you know, Granny holds secrets. Like, what if he is alive? But I don't know. I don't think he is.
And she also told her to get out of that room so fast. Like when she mentioned that, I was like, oh my God, she did.
Like, what if he like couldn't hold his breath anymore, you know? So I don't know. Yeah, sorry, that was a tangent.
That's really interesting to think about. I have never also thought about it, but now that's a good theory right there.
Yeah, it was really interesting, but I don't know. My gut, my heart says he's dead. So, yeah.
Okay, so. And now they're approaching at the pier, and Poppy's like, oh crap, everything's closed at this hour. And then she sees that the rental shop is still open. And, you know, we're getting a look at some, at the shop. There's like some people outside. And then there's a sign that says privacy guaranteed, to which Tora looks like suspicious of it, which, you know, I too felt that. It's like, I know like no place is they were going to put a sign, or at least for me, wait, I know like all these places, they never have signs that say like, oh, you're going to have privacy, this and that. So it's like when you're posting that in the front door of somewhere, that already to me is suspicious, because I know no business. Like, it's like if you see like in a mall where they put signs saying that we're not responsible for like any damages to your car or any lost stolen items.
Yeah,
at least you know you're already telling me we don't have security around, so you know, park here at your own risk. So you know, maybe this sign wasn't there, wouldn't have been suspicious of it, but seeing that sign right there, that to me is so suspicious.
Yeah, like, no reputable business will have a privacy guaranteed. It's super sus, and you see all these sus ass guys like doing his squat, smoking his cigarette, like, come on. Like, you gotta be an idiot if you think you can get a boat from this place, you know. Well,
I guess right. Some people need a boat, people who need their privacy guaranteed.
Yeah.
someone that doesn't need a boat, I think.
Yeah.
I assume that they rent out boats to dump bodies.
Yes. Ooh. That can be it too.
Exactly.
A boat for dumping,
because they are going to the place where they dump piers. I mean, they dump bodies obviously somewhere in there.
True.
So yes. Someone's gotta be renting the boats.
Mm-hmm.
but I also think like Tora is like not dumb. We know that he's very intuitive and he's not someone to be fooled, and for that he knew something was up. So he knows that when he sees privacy guarantee, then he just like, whoop, he's out.
Mm.
Look at his little sweat mark. Like, of course he's nervous.
Right. I think there's also like an element of he sees these people and he knows like this is the type of crowd that he usually hangs out with, or he has hung out with in the past. You know, I think he's obviously disengaged in the last couple of years, so we're told, but you know, this is where he comes from. And I think that seeing it through Poppy's eyes maybe is giving him a bit of embarrassment that, you know, they know, like, okay, we have to avoid clan stuff right now, and here he is, like, they're right back in the clan.
Oh wow, yeah, that's a really good point, Mindy. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, it could be slight embarrassment, like, look at these, like, thugs in front of this abandoned building looking all sus. Like, that's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, it's also lit up in red. That's another big warning sign of, like,
because we know every time we see, like, any panel that's on, like, on Aerie Street, there's always red around, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so then we go back to Poppy asking, you know, are you going to check them out? And then, you know, I of course not, because, you know, then they, you know, are driving away, which, smart, because, you know, I too would drive past that if I saw that.
Right. I mean, Tora steps on the gas. Like, he would, of course he's going to speed past them, you know? He already knows what they're up to.
Yeah, especially because he has Poppy with him. Like, if he didn't have her with him, I'm pretty sure, like, he would have taken his, like, time around that area, but he has Poppy with him.
To me, the fact that he sped away also was a sign of his embarrassment, that he just wanted to, like, avoid any association with his past, you know, that is just haunting him, and just he can't get away from him, and that's his major issue in life. So I was I just don't have enough of this.
Right.
I know.
All right, well, Sakura, it is your turn.
Yay. So now we see Poppy was being amused. She was like, in her mind, she's like, so many people here. And she also saw, there we go, there's an event for couples going on that explains the crowd. And we see couple crews departing at dawn. Ooh.
Dawn. Oh my gosh, these people, like, are they not tired? Now I'm like a very, I'm not gonna say old, but a tired person, let's just say. I go to sleep. I just see this and I already get tired.
I know, I would never be able to. I'm already old as fuck. I wouldn't be able to do that.
I'm barely like 24, but like even I get like tired like quickly already too.
Oh, me and Mindy are up there. I think we'd be we would just be dead tired. We can't read that. We'd be in bed already.
Yeah, maybe I would go to sleep early and wake up at dawn to go on the cruise. That I could do.
Yeah.
Depends on your sleeping schedule.
I'm not really an early riser, but like definitely better than the other way around at this point.
I've been an early riser like ever since like I guess like middle school, just because, you know, I always had to take like the school bus, you know, and I'd have to get up
early. Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. I wake up at like 5 o'clock every morning.
Wow.
But I fall back asleep shortly after, and then I close at work.
Oh.
And then we see Poppy was blushing slightly, and she was like, oh, right. And nothing to see here. And she just sighed. Oh, Poppy's so cute. So, and now we see that I'll just wait inside. And so, you can.
I'm just curious, what did you guys think that she was sad about? And she said nothing when she said nothing to see her.
I feel like, to me, like, she kind of realized, like, no matter what, like, I think her, like, sometimes you feel triggered about something. Because sometimes I would say, like, remember when she was kind of like, for example, I think Jury, which is her ex.
Yeah.
And I think that's like she kind of remembered a time like when he was she wants to do certain activities, but he do it. But she was planning to do it with Tora, but she's like, oh no, I don't think he'll like it. But anyways, you know that feeling, right? Like sometimes how you're like people who you used to date, they don't like what they're doing, but she kind of felt like Tora might feel the same way what Jewelry is doing.
I can see some past like toxicity affecting her, thinking like, oh, Tora's not gonna want to do this, I'm not a couple with him, so yeah, it's like a little awkward, you know.
Yeah, you know, I also thought the same thing, because I've been like remembering like, you know, past like times where like she was like, you know, like, oh, what if he doesn't like what I'm about, like way back in season one where she made the rice balls and we saw Tora was gonna take a picture of it, and she was like panicking, like, you know, she was worried like, oh, if he sends this to his friends, you know, they're gonna make fun of him for it, because, you know, I did this thing for him. But then we saw that, you know, he said like, you know, they can try, but they know how that, what's gonna happen to them if they do. It's like, I already snapped somebody's leg for and then like, and we saw, you know, when they had that conversation, he told her like, you know, just say what you want to say, like, I'm not gonna get mad about it, I want you, like, you know, like, let your feelings out, like, I don't want you to like hold that in. So that's like, I'm like, also thought that too, like, you know, like what happened with like Jewelry, like now she has like all that in her like brain, like, oh, you know, it's like, I feel like she needs like permission from him, because, you know, she always needed permission from her toxic ex, like, oh yeah, totally. Can I do this, can I do that.
It's total PTSD what's going on,
right,
because of her scumbag ex that would be berating her of the decisions that she'd be making. And like, you know, deep down inside, when you like a guy and like, say if you guys are going out somewhere, whether it be just for like a drink or like lunch or something, you kind of deep down inside like wish, like, oh my god, I wish he held my hand, I wish he did this and that, I wish we were a couple. But like, she doesn't want to embarrass him either.
Especially, I also think that her outfit is part of it. I think that she's,
yes,
like,
I will go off on that.
And also, I think she's thinking like, hey, Tora's not going to need me if he's doing something clan related. I'm just going to be holding him back because I'm a dummy, or like, you know, or I don't know what I'm doing. So like, he's like, oh, I'll just wait here because I can't contribute. I think there's that element too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So we see that Poppy was just on the car. She said, I'll just wait inside. And then you see Tora just open the door. And you can see that she's looking at Tora, and she's confused. And he's like, don't mess up, punk. Let's go.
That's like his way of being nice about it.
And you see, he was like excited. And you see, like, she was like, leave it. I think it was Tora. I think she said, no, it was Poppy. She said, leave it to me, big bro. I won't mess it up.
I find it funny that she's trying to be like one of his acolytes, like Brian or Damien.
Yeah. I guess.
Cute.
Yeah, I guess it's like one of those, like, you know.
Oh, look at this, like, puppy.
Aw. Aw,
it's so cute.
No.
It is. You can bring your pet to podcast day.
Come here, Oreo. Here, let you come here too.
I bring my cats in, but they, you know, have being on the computer and stuff, like, they'll be on like the keyboards and stuff. So, you know, I don't want them to like be like messing around with anything.
Yeah, and cat hair just gets everywhere, doesn't it?
They're like, I own this place.
I have a nephew that's a cat. Oh my god. His hair is everywhere, but he's adorable.
I was gonna say, that like how she's like, leave it to me, big bro. It's like from like the while she's been around, like, you know, like with like Taurus, like people, and you know, all of them referring to him as big bro this, big bro that. So mm-hmm. now like she feels like she's a part of that.
I know. Wouldn't it be cute if she called him Anarchy?
I don't know about cute, so but okay. Cute.
Not cute. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. I would love it.
Like the butlers, but.
And you see Tora's hand is like shutting down Poppy's mouth and squishes. She's like, N-n-n-n! And he's like, and then last but not least, he said, where do you have any ideas with your loud damn like little pipsqueak voices? And you see them, the two couples says, hello, is everything okay? And I think that's it for me. I think Sarah could go for this one.
That's Darla. Oh.
Yeah.
That panel is so cute. That like mouth yeah. thing is beyond this adorable.
One? Yep, this Darla. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And then Poppy goes, huh? Pardon the interruption. We thought you were being harassed by this gentleman.
And then they're nicer than the other ones. Like, even though they're well, I think mainly drew their suspicion is Tora like shutting her lips, but they're still nice enough to be like respectful.
Yeah. Not like that. Like, you don't know if there's any domestic violence mm-hmm. going on.
Yeah. And like you said, maybe a bit more respectful, not like that one like guy back in season one when they were at the market, that guy with his son.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that told him to not talk to, let's just say, dangerous strangers.
Yeah.
Right. So Poppy is the one focusing on his tattoos, which is interesting. Like, I mean... It's like, let's say Lily, right? Lily frames Tora's tattoos, but we don't really get an indication that the couple themselves are looking at it. I really do think it's more his behavior that was catching their attention, and the odd mismatch, because they just really look very mismatched.
Yeah. Super mismatched, especially because of that outfit.
Yes.
And so Poppy goes, what? And then we have Tora sawing in annoyance.
I think he does feel judged, though.
Like, yeah. Oh, he's always judged. Always judged. And think of it. Okay, we know Naren is a made-up country, right? But say, let's just take into account, let's just say they're in some sort of country that didn't accept tattoos. Like, let's just think like Japan, whatever, right? Yeah. They would see someone with a tattoo and automatically judge them, or they'll automatically assume that they're part of Yakuza, right? Or they're just not Japanese.
Hmm.
And they're gonna already know what he's part of, you know? He doesn't want to be known for that, but poor thing, he's already branded already on his neck. That's why he wears turtlenecks all the time. But he chose to wear a short sleeve. I don't know why this time. So
yeah, I mean, did he know for sure his jacket was gonna get bloody? He probably could have predicted
that. Oh, that's true. Oh, sorry, I forgot about that.
Well, I don't know. I think he's knowing what he was going to do. I feel like he should have known when it was going to get bloody.
Right. Like maybe have a change of outfit in a little backpack or something.
Hmm. Or I think he just is tired of covering up all the time.
That is true as well.
It's pretty hot outside, you know, but I also wanted to mention about the tattoo part is that there would be a lot of like where I'm from. So basically they... it's a conservative country, so when they see tattoo, they would not let you in to or any places, and you would get denied service. So I remember, like, I think I went to Japan, and you know these onsen, they call it hot springs, so it's like a bathhouse, and apparently they don't allow like people with tattoos in it. So you know, it's pretty more like a normal thing in Asia. But now I think it's more open nowadays. But, you know, it was really difficult if you have tattoos.
Yeah, totally. And he's already going to get that judgment already because of his flower arm that's showing.
I think also, you know, honestly, even his size can work against him. My husband is 6'4" and very broad also. And mind you, like,
he's 6'4"?
Yeah.
Wow. He's Dutch,
so he's very tall. Yeah. But he actually, even though he is like a gentle giant, he is the sweetest, mildest guy ever. He says, like, sometimes he sees people like be intimidated by him just because he's so tall. And like, you know, people are like, oh, like afraid to walk at night with him, even though he's like the sweetest guy ever. So, you know, just being tall and broad can be intimidating.
Yeah, totally. And he's like handsome. So people are already going to be intimidated about that.
And he's also muscular. Like he actually works out. So
yeah,
see that.
But we know he can take them on like at with no like whatever. Okay, moving on. You thought I was being harassed. Big ol' sweat mark on her head. You're mistaken. It's not like that at all. We're here for the couple thing too. And then we have the infamous booby bump.
She's hilarious, by the way. She changes her story every 5 seconds. She's like, we're going night fishing, where he's my model on the photo shoot, we're a couple. Like, it's like every time, every 5 seconds is something else.
Yes, I know, like, I love you, Poppy, but let's get the story straight, my dear. We gotta keep it straight. All right, so bump, his arm squishes her titty, and then he gets so embarrassed. Oh my god, he can't even do,
you know, that should prove that couple, even if they look very implausible, his blush alone should prove that they are dating.
Yes, he can't even deal having his arm squish some questionable character's breast. And so we have the couple that says, you are, gosh, sorry, whoops, looks like we were completely misread the room, aha. And then you boys have fun now, you gents too. Oh, I told you not to be nosy, I was just trying to help. That man looks like he was from that area of the pier.
Oh, okay. So never mind. That did factor into their thing, their approach.
And then Poppy goes, geez, where were these people when I was being harassed?
Well, I guess they weren't next to you, but they probably would have helped back then too.
Right.
Yeah, like, but like when I read this, it's like, I wonder what those two would have done, like if they saw what happened at the coffee shop.
I actually had a coffee shop. I can't remember. She was arrested at the coffee shop. When?
Oh, well, no, but.
Oh, when coffee, to... when Torah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they probably asked her too.
Like, they would probably ask her if she was okay or something.
Yeah, the same thing with the coffee shop owners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like the same type of person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I got there. Come on, let's go find a boat rental store. There should be at least a few over there. Bounce, skip, holding his hand. Aww. And then...
I'm happy.
Yeah, she's being super cutesy-wootsy about it. And, you know, kind of... from this panel, it's almost like she's forgetting what her mission is.
Like, right? We're going on a boat for romantic boat ride. Yeah.
Yeah, like, no, she's not a couple's retreat right now. Gotta get mission boat, my dear.
It's like, yes, a boat ride, yes, but not a cutesy romantic one. This is like, yes, a mission type of boat ride.
Yes.
And you see she could get very distracted too. She loves fun.
Right.
Like, it's super cute. Don't get me wrong, but I'm like, yeah, you gotta stay focused. you know? Okay, I checked the store listings. Oh, that's Tora talking. I checked the store listings. There's only one open at this time. It's further down this stretch. Okay, so she's walking alone now because her hand was released by Tora being all, how would you guys describe this moment of him releasing her hand?
Yeah, I guess here's what I think that maybe to him, this incident was just a bitter reminder of how far apart their worlds are and how people will always judge them when they're together. So it's just too painful for him to keep holding her hand because he thinks like, this is never going to happen. She's never going to stay with me. She's from a different world. We're never going to work out. Everyone's going to constantly judge us. I think that's why he's like, I can't do this.
For me, it was like more of a, like, well, kind of like what you said, Mindy, like maybe like he's enjoying it at the moment, but then it's like something in him like snaps and it's like, we're here to do something. We're not here, as much as, you know, I would have loved for it to like, you know, do this with all these other couples around. I forgot we're here for one thing and one thing only. And also, you know, she's being distracted. Like, you know, I got to get her to like focus.
Yeah, total focus, and she's losing it. She's being distracted by this, by these common folk things, like a couple's retreat, mm-hmm, or a couple's right. cruise.
And this Tora's behavior, his like shutting down behavior, is a very something we've seen a lot from him already. And Quincy explicitly told Poppy, you know, don't be hurt, because when he gets into like work mode, he gets into work mode and he just like tunes everything out, and he can be very brusque and abrupt. So he's done this before.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Okay, so moving on to the panel, and you know, he's obviously walking ahead of her. I would say good 15 to 20 feet ahead of her. It's further down the stretch, so she's falling, and all these other common folk are just whispering behind her, just judging this whole situation. You know, they're whispering, they're saying, well, that was embarrassing, just completely judging the situation. That's how you'll be treated if you date dodgy people. So they're judging Poppy dating our lovely dodgy character Tora. You know, they're purely judging him upon his looks because of his tattoos, that his arms are being revealed, yada yada. And it's just awkward as hell seeing this couple right now, because you see she doesn't look like a normal person. You know, look at how she's dressed. Let's look at the last panel right here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Whisper. Ba-dump. And you see Poppy just, you know, oh, what just happened? I feel awkward. All these public people are judging me as Tora walks off without my hand, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. First of all, let's see the outfit that she's in, okay? She's in Jacob's old clothing. Like, and it smells.
you just made that. You just it added smells, that.
It smells, it stinks. And I remember seeing someone's comment, I don't think on Patreon, I think on Webtoons. Someone saying what, or no, Facebook. Someone saying, who's that boy in that panel? First of all, that boy was Poppy. She was just wearing Jacob's clothing. Okay. We as readers, we know that Tora is hetero. I think that's safe to say, right? Hetero?
Yeah.
they're in a mission A. So mission, let's get a boat for whatever mafia mission they have to do. And then B, Poppy is, we can all agree and say that she is not she wasn't focused on the mission at that point, right? And so she was like, oh my god, it's a couples cruise situation, let's hold hands and bounce around. And knowing Tora, when he's in work mode, it's that tunnel vision. And so it's like you have your end goal and you have to do things smoothly to get to that end goal. And C, okay, think about a hetero man, yes? Think about if you have a boyfriend or a mate or a husband and you're out in public. Let's just say, Mindy, okay, you're the only one married here. If you went out with your husband and you went dressed like a man, let's just say you had like a beard and a toupee, flannel, I don't know, cargo pants, and then you all of a sudden want to be like touchy-feely with him walking down hand in hand on the street, like how would he feel as a heterosexual man holding hands? It would be awkward as hell. It would be awkward as hell because, first of all, these random people in the public, they don't know if it's a him, it's a she, or a they. Okay? And we've already had some people say calling Poppy a he. And we know Tora, I feel like that's awkward as hell for a heterosexual man, to be honest. So yeah,
I can hear that.
Like, and quite honestly, even though we know he doesn't hate Jacob, but it's like she's wearing Jacob's clothing, which is like a little like his arch nemesis, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's like only because he was like the only like dude like right there. Where, well, you know, and I don't see why, because you know, it's not like she would be alone with them, you know, she also has her dean, but you know, there's another guy in the same workplace. It was just like them three, like Poppy or Dean and Jacob, all three of them in one like workplace.
So, right. So being a heterosexual man, the only male in the presence is going to be a threat to him getting to his potential mate. You know what I mean?
Right.
So why would you want to continue holding hands with this person that's dressed as a man?
But I also wanted to add on is that in this episode recently, like I can see that there's a lot of like insecurities happening in there, and there's a lot of self-doubt, there's a lot of like judgment in this situation, because I would say like it does make sense, because wherever you go, I feel like a lot of people will make a lot of misconceptions about you a lot in the wrong timing. So from that, what Darla actually mentioned about the couples, they assume things. And from the previous episode where Tora was at the supermarket, I think it was a groceries, I think.
Yeah.
But you can see that he was being judged even for little things. And I feel like of course they do need some healing and some other, like, you know, how do you say, some, because I know they're going through like their own self-development, which is so understandable because they're growing each time, but the problem is like they just don't, but right now I feel like there's a lot of self-doubt, insecurities, and their trauma still hits. But overall I just feel like, you know, this, like Darla actually mentioned, like, you know, for Tora just saying that he's not being used, he's a heterosexual male, and it's pretty awkward to be in that setting, you know, where people is going to judge you, but people just assume, like,
I already think he's gay anyway,
right? Not
that there's anything wrong with it, I love everybody, but like he has that what's the word? Okay, so he uses that as a tool, kind of.
Yeah,
you know, for people like, let's just assume he's gay so he doesn't get bothered by all these
ladies like candy
thirsty women, you know, i.e.
like us,
i.e. me, Mindy, Sarah, and Sakura, et cetera. So he uses that as tool, but like he knows that's not his truth. So it's like, it's just all these like bombardments of people's judgments that are just ingrained, like attacking his brain. Mm-hmm. I don't blame him for releasing her hand because it's like, it's just, it feels so awkward. Just think about it. Like you're on this freaking mission. It's not a couple's cruise. You have a person that you do like, but they're dressed really like awkwardly, like in someone that you're not physically attracted to. And it's just an awkward situation. And of course he's gonna release her hand because we already know how he is having these mental battles, and he's always fighting his feelings.
Yeah. Right. That's another thing. Maybe, you know, he himself doesn't want to get distracted by emotions, and he, you know, he's like, okay, now's not the time.
Right.
Yeah. It's not the time. Like, okay, finish your mission and then go on your own separate couples cruise and hold hands and do whatever you want to do. Let's get that boat. Again, I don't know what part in the story. I don't know where the hell you gotta go, but let's get that boat.
He did just kiss her though, right before he went to the motel. Right. So maybe
took off the hat, Jacob's hat, and kissed her in the car. What the hell was gonna happen at that apartment when he went to go see those guys in that hooker in that old apartment.
But I also want to say is like, you know, if imagine, I'm just gonna think about every time I see something like this, like with the couple's date, I feel like imagine Quincy was there. I don't know what it would have been, to be honest.
Just better because Quincy was there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And well, Quincy knows Tora out of everybody. Like he knows him the best, I think. And he probably would have just called Tora an idiot for letting go Poppy's hand.
And made Poppy understand or feel better or cheer her
up. Right.
Yeah, and go on a date. He'd be like, "I'll find the body. You just go on that cruise."
Right, exactly.
And then he's like, doesn't know how to look for a body at all, and he's just like wandering around like a dummy.
I mean, Quincy would never deny something romantic. Right.
Man, after my own heart. Yeah, and you know, I like that, this whole aspect, because it just shows that relationships are complicated. And as in real life, relationships start and stop, and they go up and down and up and down. And there's, you know, setbacks and misunderstandings, and people fight with each other and they get mad and they have to communicate and have to understand, you know, when you do this, it hurts me. When you do that, I can't handle it. When you do this, you know, I get stressed out. This is part of real life. And I think that that's, again, you know, I've said it, we've all said it a billion times. It's the best part of Poppyland. Realistic.
It's a roller coaster basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like they always say, it's always like a cycle, but there is a time or you know a certain place where the cycle might end.
Well, it'll get better over time, you know, as they learn each other more, they'll understand each other more and understand how to work with each other more.
Mm-hmm.
And get over some traumas maybe.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Overall, I think it was a good episode that shows, you know, how relationships happen. Like, it's not perfect.
Yeah, no one's relationship is perfect.
No.
How long have you been with your husband, Mindy, if I can get personal?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we met, it'll be 14 years in July.
Wow. Holy moly.
Yeah. How about you?
It's been over 10 years.
Okay. That's long too.
And we get in, it's kind of rare when we get into like major fights, but we do. There was one pretty recently, but it's okay. I will not get into it here. It's okay. So it was about the dog.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Yeah. But yeah, life has drama.
Yeah, there's like always gonna be drama no matter what. Like even like as far as judgment, like even like with our own personal families, there's always gonna be judgment, like with amongst our significant other, you know.
Yeah, definitely. My family was very opposed to Yoel when I first met.
Yeah, mine was too.
Anyway, there was definitely a lot of drama with that. For them at least.
Yeah.
But they love him now, so
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, new thing for these podcasts, well, calling it Poppy's Art Corner. What is your favorite panel from this episode?
Oh my god, let me look through this real quick.
I'd say my favorite was like in the beginning, like Tora smiling and Poppy like hard going ba-dump, like she's just like blushing seeing him like smile. That's my favorite.
That's cute.
Okay, let me scroll through. Sorry, I can't decide. Okay, so since Sarah already picked that one, I will pick this one.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
My God.
I just love when like a guy gets super embarrassed and shocked. I mean, it was his it wasn't his fault actually. It was Poppy that grabbed his arm and touched her boob. Well, squeezed like on the side.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't expecting real that.
Yeah, I was like guys who like in like series, like when there's like a guy who's like never been like involved with like a girl or something, like they walk in and like at the wrong time, or they or accidentally, like, you know, not like intentionally, like they like touch like some of their like areas and stuff, and you know, they gets like so embarrassed, like I hope this girl doesn't take it the wrong way, because I swear I'm not like, you know, doing this on purpose. This was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you're gonna get to there anyways. Just relax, bro. Right.
But my favorite has to be Poppy, you know, being it like getting overexcited about little things, especially like she loves fun, not gonna lie. And my favorite has to be when she sees the couple cruise. I don't know, her expression is just so adorable. Like I'm just thinking to myself, like, you know, even little things that she does, it's so cute. Mm-hmm. And you know, even she's angry, she's sad, she's bubbly. I just love that side in her.
That's very sweet. Yeah,
she's very happy. Totally adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and these clothing, I guess it's kind of even more adorable. It's weird, but adorable.
It's like, well, who knows? Maybe I like missed it, but who knows why she decided to get like Jacob's old clothing? It's like, couldn't she have like, you know, gotten some of her Dean's clothing instead?
I think she was like,
okay, maybe I'm missing something. Like, did she purposely pick Jacob's clothing for disguise?
Yeah, what is she? I'm scrolling back to 106 where she does this. What does she say? She says, yeah, she just says a disguise. That's it.
But. Yeah. I mean, if it fooled a webtoon commenter to be like, who's that boy?
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like the dorky panel that I like is this one where she has the cover. She's so cute, so funny. Her expression is hilarious. And yeah, he's like, now he's being a daddy. Yep. All right. Anyone else have anything to say on the episode before we wrap up?
Not on the episode, but I just wanted to ask Sakura and Sarah, have you guys done the trivia that Missy has made? It was super fun. I totally failed because the 22nd thing was like, oh my God, I'm a slow reader.
I didn't see that until today. Like, I don't know where I was and I saw something about like the trivia. I'm like, oh man.
I will try it tonight, probably.
I think I failed.
You didn't get a score?
I got like a 40 out of 50. I was outside on a smoke break, so I was just quickly trying to answer, but I'm just like, oh fuck, I don't even, I gotta think about it, and then all of a sudden it goes, time's up. I'm like, damn it, whatever.
I can extend the time limit. You can take it again if you want.
It's fine. I'll make it fair for everybody.
Okay. Ooh, I'll try. I did make the question about Quincy 0 points afterwards because I
realized... I marked it as your husband or whatever the hell you said. I thought it was correct, and I got it as X, red X.
Well, the answer was all of the above. So, but
oh my perfect. God!
So I just removed the point value. Now it's worth 0 points because it's just for fun. So I adjusted your grade. Don't worry.
Good. I hope I win. I like winning.
All right.
I know. Well, I won't. There's someone that's going to be better than me.
Yeah, they already have. I've already checked.
Oh fuck!
I was gonna go for a program that showed you like the scoreboard, but it was just more expensive, so I chose this one in the end.
Oh, choose the free one, girl! Don't even be spending any money on that shit.
Yeah, well, I did a 1 month thing. It's not that much money, but yeah. Anywho, I'm so glad that you enjoyed the trivia, and Sarah and Sakura. I'm looking forward to seeing your answers.
Yes, I will definitely be checking that.
Definitely.
Ooh,
super awesome. Fun.
How long do you have that on for?
Till the end of till Sunday night.
Oh, okay, cool. So, I'll definitely check it out before this weekend.
Hopefully, you guys get a better score than me.
Yips. And thanks so much for doing the episode. It was great. It was awesome. And it was wonderful to see you ladies again.
It's one. Yeah, nice to thank see you for having us, Mindy, as always.
Our doggies on.
Oh, I know. It's very cute. Thanks so much. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a great night.